The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph reads, Ein rofin al suso ve'en yosun al kiso ve'en mishtamshin b'shavito ve'en roen oso kishu mistape ve'lo kishu orim ve'lo kishu b'beis ha-melchot shenema som tosim alecha melech shetei emoso alecha. That it's forbidden to ride on the horse of the king or to sit on his chair or to use his scepter or to see him when he's indisposed, when he's getting a haircut or unclothed or in the shower. Shenema som tosim alecha melech, that you should appoint a kisha to emoso alecha, that his fear should be upon you. It's interesting to note that this is part of the locha of covered malchus, that one has to have fear and awe of a king. And if we look at the things that are mentioned and the way the Rambam cites this halacha, we'll see an extraordinary parallel to this, to the story of Haman in the Megillah. Because when Achashverus asks Haman, how should he honor the person, how should he give honor to someone who's found favor in the eyes of the king? So Haman responds, Vayoma Haman, of course Haman thinking that it's going to be directed to him. Vayoma Haman haMelech, Isha shehaMelech chofetz bikaro, Yaviu levush malchus shelavos bo haMelech, v'shus asherochav alav haMelech, v'ashenitan keser malchus b'roshem. That we should bring the garments of the king, that which the king had once worn, and the horse of the king, which the king had ridden upon. And the crown of the king, and that should be put on his head. And if you look carefully at what Haman suggests, you'll see these are all the things based on our Mishnah and the way the Rambam cites it more extensively that are forbidden to do because of the covet of the Malchus, because honor to the king. As the Rambam says in Perek Beis Hilchos Melachim Halacha Aleph, covet gadol nogim b'melech, and then the Rambam continues, ein rochvim al suso, ve'en yoshvim al kiso, so Haman had violated all these rules of covered malchus, and some of these the Rambam undoubtedly took when he cites these, and some of them are not in the Gemara, he took it from Haman. And you'll see that this point is the linchpin in the story of the Megillah, because from this point on Haman's fortunes begin to collapse. The reversal of fortune for Haman is at this very point, because Achashverus begins to understand that Haman means to be king himself. After all, Achashverus is sensitive to this because he himself was a usurper. He took over he killed Belshazzar and took over the throne of Belshazzar. And so Achashverus at this point gets smart to who Haman is, and he's very concerned about him. As he says later on, when he finds him in the falling down on Esther's bed, he says, "Hagam lichbos esham Esther Malka imi by bias," that he thinks that Haman means to usurp the throne from him. So we learn from here. This is also part of the loch of som tosim alecha melech. The Gemara previously said on Daf Yotes that melech shemochol kvodo ain kvodo mochol. And we learn this also from this pasuk shenev som tosim alecha melech, that a king is not allowed to forego his covet, because that's part of the mitzvah of som tosim alecha melech. Now, the Meshech Chochma asks, why is it, if that's true, that melech shemochol kvodo ain kvodo mochol, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara tells us in Shavuos and Daf Tesvav and Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu melech had the status as a king. And some Ibn Ezra interprets the pasuk Vehi Bishurin Melech as referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then how was it that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went out Ba'am Ve'eda, he bows down to Yisro? And how is it that Moshe, if he had the status of a king, was Moichel on his covet? Um, So we know that a Talmid Chacham, the Gemara said just a few blatabon, that a few tests, Talmid Chacham Shemachal, as opposed to Melech, Talmid Chacham Shemachal, Kvodo Machal. But a Melech cannot be Machal Skot. The Gemara says Talmid Chacham can be Machal, because it's Torah delay. It's his, the covet is coming to him for his Torah. As opposed to the king, that the covet is not directed to him, but the covet is directed to the Malchus per se, to establish the king. Because the glory that we attach and the honor giving to the king, that's not just covet to the personality or the gavra of the Melech. It's what establishes the king itself. And therefore, it's part of the mitzvah of Minu Melech, is to give covet to the Melech. And that's why it's derived from sometimes the Melech HaMelech. But it could be, in this respect, to answer the Meshech Chochmah's question about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's Malchus was of a different kind completely. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Melech because he was appointed to be a king. No one ever appointed Moshe Rabbeinu king. In fact, the mitzvah of Minu Melech begins B'Knisos HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. Moshe would never have served as a king in the land of Israel. He never entered Israel. So, but the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu was of different kind, which this I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, that the Malchus of Moshe is not because of an external meaning. The Malchus of Moshe flows from the greatness of his personality, that Moshe was the Adon HaNevi'im, the greatest of all prophets. And therefore, every minui, every appointment, any position that was possible in Klai Sol, Moshe, because of the greatness that inhered within, Moshe had. So he was a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tells us, was a Kohen Gadol, that he did the avodah during the Shiva Shimei HaMiluim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, B'mokum Ayin Aleph Kohen, had the status of Sanhedrin. That was all because Moshe Rabbeinu encompassed all of this internally. And therefore, there was no mitzvah of Som Tosum Alech HaMelech. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, like a Talmid Chacham, could be Moichel on his covet. Because the covet was not Minui Melech from externally, but the covet was an internal endowment because of the exalted personality that Moshe Rabbeinu represented. It's interesting that, you know, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that Shol HaMelech, what was the avera for which he lost his Malchus? So the Gemara says because he was Moichel on his covet. Shol was the most humble of people, but he was a Nechbel HaKelem. But because he was Moichel on his covet, he lost his Malchus. The Gemara is very strange. I mean, Shol was a great man, but he was deficient in certain things. For example, he killed, because of his paranoia about David HaMelech, he killed Nov Ir HaKohanim. I mean, if the Gemara is looking for an Avera, that why Shol lost his Malchus, why is the Gemara saying because he was Moichel on his covet? Is that such a severe Avera? But the answer is, Shol lost his Malchus because being Moichel on your covet, it's not just an Aveira because you're Moichel on your covet. Because that's the essence of Malchus, is the covet. And that's part of the mitzvah of Som Tosim Alech HaMelech. So it was because of this deficiency, it wasn't only because of the Aveira of being Moichel on his covet. It was because if a Melech that you're not Mechabed, is not Ken Melech, he's not a king. So it was deficiency in the Malchus itself. I recall that when Jimmy Carter was elected president, so when he walked back from his inauguration, and subsequently he did it as if he tried to compensate for what he considered the imperial presidency of Nixon, and if he used to carry his own baggage sometimes and carry his own umbrella. And he thought this would endear him. But in fact, what he did was he diminished the glory that people attached to being head of state, to being president. That's what the halacha. And Shaul also was deficient in another thing, in that Shaul was supposed to destroy Amalek. And because he didn't destroy Amalek, Shmuel tells him that God tears away the Malchus from him. But it was not because the role and mission of the Melech is to be Loichen Milchemes Hashem. And Gimel Mitzvah Nestavu, as we spoke about yesterday, is also to be to destroy Amalek. So it's not just a side deficiency or side Avera. It's not for the Avera per se. It's because that's what the Malchus requires. That's the Cheftz of the Malchus, to be Loichen Milchemes Hashem. And if a Melech is Meichel and is covered, there's a deficiency in his Malchus. And therefore,
when if a king would let somebody ride on his horse, or in any way denigrate his kavod, it's not the aveira only; the malchus itself would be in that fashion diminished.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.